Let's go! And welcome to the Stitcher Lens Podcast for a brand new week. We're at Rancho Relaxo across the desk from me.
Oh my god, this desk is hanging by a thread. It's so wobbly. It's springy.
Yeah, it kind of, the things kind of fall over. One of them doesn't have a screw in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're making D-Lens, man. And honestly, I wouldn't want to do it anywhere else than old Rancho.
I think I would rather do it somewhere else.
Would you?
Well,
would you really? Let's be honest.
I wouldn't want to travel anywhere else.
Where else can you turn around and get a beer, sit back down? Nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Rancho Relaxo.
That's the only place. And we are here right now, ready to bring you another Snitcher Lens podcast. What are we talking about in the podcast, Lens?
Talking about weddings.
Weddings, reunions. We've got an update about the reunion.
Yeah, man.
Looking forward to that. I want to know what's been happening.
And we got a little bit of chit-chat from the house.
Well, just house chat.
House
in
chat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well,
you know, who's cleaning the bathroom this week? Not me.
God, some.
I've made a mess in there, but I'm not cleaning it. I'm
starting to see the disadvantages of doing this in the house now.
Okay. Let's get weird.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting weird.
How Michael. Weird?
Okay. I want to propose something, and then I want to tell a story.
No, Lens, look. Okay. This is. We were going to end up going down this road when you moved in.
No,
okay?
No, I was going to take it.
I saw something in your eyes when you came into the apartment.
A little twinkle on my eye.
A little twinkle. I was like, oh, I don't want this guy anywhere near my apartment. What is it?
Okay, let's not get weird between you and me.
Yeah, things are weird enough as it is.
Let's get weird in the house and in general hygiene habits, okay?
Well, okay, yeah.
Let's just, can I propose that I was thinking the other day, is there a genuine use for urine? Like,
wow.
Because
this is not going to happen, all right?
Hang on.
Look, I know.
Hear me out.
You've read some facts and you're like, oh, urine works great as washing detergent or something. And you're like,
it does.
How can I save a buck, Lindsay? Now pissing into our sinks. There we go.
We're literally
this is what we're
flushing
at now.
It down the toilet. I'm like, well, hang on a sec. Before we jump straight to the toilet, surely we must have a use for
how
this liquid.
Poor are you, Lindsay?
I'm not that poor. Okay, I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Well, have you done your research?
I've done a little bit of research.
Of course, yeah. All right. So, all right, now I'm off board at the moment, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if you can get me on board with somehow storing our urine in our house. This is going to be a long one. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
It has many different applications and uses.
Right.
For instance, mouthwash.
You have got to be...
No, I'm not. I'm not. It's good for getting rid of tartar and plaque
right.
And all that
is
kind of
there
stuff?
Like a testimonial in there from Bear Grylls? Because I reckon he know two thing or two about mouthwashing.
Have you
with
seen
piss.
His teeth? They're sparkling.
I'm sure they are.
It's the urine, mate.
Good. Well, you know what? If I had to have sparkling teeth or drink piss, I'd probably. Oh no, no. If I had to, no, I don't want to do both.
It's one or the other, Michael.
One or the other. I don't want to drink or put piss anywhere
What's
near my mouth.
What's the secret ingredients to toothpaste? Is piss.
I don't.
How would you know?
You
wouldn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But
what if
I'm happy to stay? What, oh, ignorance what, is bliss.
Okay,
in that.
Okay. What if you leave the house to go to your girlfriend's house,
right?
And I piss into your toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
And then you brush your teeth, and you're like, "Man, my teeth are really white today." I'm like,
it doesn't matter how white my teeth are. Okay, if I come out of there and my teeth are bright as the sun, I am still going to be pissed off that you pissed in my toothpaste, right? It's not like I'm going to walk out of there and be like, this is amazing, Lens. I want you to piss in my toothpaste from now on. Okay? Not going to happen, buddy. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
This is the world you live in your head.
No, I was just...
Mitch will enjoy this.
He'll thank me later.
He'll thank me later.
Okay, another use.
All right.
It washing detergent, you're on the money there. It makes brighter colours brighter.
So it's fucking coal power, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's not. All right. You can't.
It's piss power, Michael.
It's going to smell like piss.
Only if you eat asparagus, mate. If you just like drinking.
So when we're going to do the washing, all right, there is no asparagus being eaten that day. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unless you want your clothes not so fresh.
Now, there's another use.
Okay.
And I read this in a book when I was in year 9. I was 15 years old.
Of course he did, yeah.
And I read, it's like if you ferment it for a while, just hold on to it.
Your fermenting
piss. Or just like you just store it somewhere.
It's already been fermenting in your fucking body, mate.
And then it goes away until it comes but like a crystallized state, okay? But it kind of just evaporates over time, okay?
Well, that sounds disgusting, yeah.
Okay, bear with me. Is that it can actually be used for like gunpowder. It's a main ingredient.
I thought you were
going to
say you're going to smoke it, okay?
No. It's crystal meth.
He's going to smoke it. He's going to smoke his own piss. It's gotten to that. Lindsay is that bored. I'm going to come home one day and you're going to be rolling
it's the
up
real stuff, man.
Some fucking whiz. And a couple of rollies.
Whiz sticks. Like...
Lindsay, man, seeing we've been doing the podcast, let's say less than usual recently.
Yeah.
So we've had maybe like a 6 month break, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's been a lot of stories that have gone by the wayside. So I'm saying like every podcast now, I'm going to bring back something that happened during that time that I wanted to talk about.
Flashbacks.
Flashback, Lindsay, man. Excuse me.
That pitter's not sitting well.
Oh, yeah. We got some free pitters for lunch. It was top notch, but gassy.
Gassy. Just
crazy gassy.
Those, what is that?
Three stars.
Jalapenos? Jalapenos too much for you?
Yeah, too much, man.
Why is there a silent J?
In jalapenos?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, the same reason there's silent J's in other stuff.
Like Jose, that kid Jose?
Yeah, well,
I call him
Josie. You
realize
the connection here, right? They're all Spanish.
Why invent the letter? Why have the letter J? Why even have it?
Because it's pronounced differently in Spanish than it was
here. How's it? Yeah, silence.
No, it's not silent.
Well, there you go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I,
If the J wasn't
K.
there, it's not silent. It changes it, Lens.
How?
Well, if it wasn't there, it would be jalapeno, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that's how...
But it's jalapeno. It's pronounced with a H, what, so it's
how do they pronounce
silent.
The H then?
It's not silent.
Why don't we replace H's, J's with H's then?
Because that's just how Spanish is, mate. You just don't understand languages at all.
Like, I read the words. I see that. Like, spell it out, Lindsay.
This is just that's like
I couldn't read when I was young. I couldn't read that. I say, okay, Lindsay, just spell it out. I'm like, okay, jalapenos. Like, no, Lindsay, you fail. I'm like, what do you mean? I just spelt it out. That's the way it's spelt.
Yeah.
That's the way you've been.
It's not the way it's pronounced. And one day you will realize the difference between the two. We'll get there one day, Lindsay.
It's like reading sheet music and doing different letters playing different notes.
It is honestly a hop, skip, and a jump to you just walking around and being like, everyone should speak English. You know?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're that
close.
I'm just saying.
Don't tarnish me with that kind of brush. I'm just saying, if it's spelt like that, that's how it should be pronounced.
There we go. Oh, mate, you just call the pot, you're going to call the kettle black, aren't you?
I don't know what that means, but yes, I'm doing that.
I think I actually also misused that phrase. Now, as I was starting to say there, before we got sidetracked onto jalapenos, Lin's man, go back and find something that we were going to talk about at the time. We missed it because we weren't doing the podcast. Something happened, and this was hilarious to me, okay? Not quite so hilarious to you.
Okay, here we go. So it's an embarrassing story.
It's not embarrassing. It's just bad for you, okay? It was great for me. This is what happened, right?
This is going to be bad.
People might know the State of Origin. If you're one of our international listeners, State of Origin is part of NRL, the rugby league that's played here. It's like our national sport, kind of.
It's kind of like the best of the best players play.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's rather than seeing all the teams, you pick all the best players out of the teams.
Exactly, and it's a big deal. It's a bit like the Super Bowl, but it's not a grand final.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like that kind of feel.
Yeah.
It's a big deal because it's like state versus state. So I've got New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah, Queensland's best players and Melbourne players against New South Wales players.
Yeah, we're in Sydney, they're in Queensland. Okay, so we're Sydney siders, right? So we went up, this is the third game. The two games have been played. Queensland won one and we won the other one, all right? We're going to the third game. This was the decider. Okay.
Yeah.
We're rocking up to it. I get tickets on the night for free because I worked at a sports radio station.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't have anything on tonight. Let's just go. And I was like, hey, guys, someone want to come with me? It was a double ticket. And I said to you, hey, Lindsay, man, you want to come? And you're like, nah, man, I've already got tickets. I was like, cool, man. You're organized. All good. Housemate took Pat along. Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
We rock up there, meet a couple of other people there that had been, planning these tickets for ages. Kind of walking towards the ground, and I think, I actually don't know where we're sitting. Like, I just know that these are tickets for something.
Yeah.
And I hand it off to one of the mates that we're with that had bought his tickets ages ago. And he looks at the ticket, and then I just look at his face, and it kind of goes kind of whitish. Like, and he's like, and then he goes, yeah, you got these for free, right? And I was like, yeah, they were just kind of hand them out at work because, you know, they had some leftovers or whatever. And he's like, oh, cool. And he's like, so you're like second from the front row. So you're, and this is like the decider. Now, this is something that people might not know if you're not from Australia. Before this, Queensland, the bad guys, they had won 8 games in a row. Each year for 8 years, they had won.
Yeah. So
it was 8 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, 8 years, they would run 2 out of 3. So yeah.
They'd always won the state of origin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it had been 8 years of the bad guys winning.
Bad guys.
I get front row seats, and lo and behold, we break it. That's right. New South Wales wins, and it is going ballistic. Now, can you tell the listeners where you were, Lins?
I was sitting in row 19 or something. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
But I could see you and Pat down there. Cheering away.
We were just like cheers and our beers and stuff.
You're putting pictures on Facebook and yep. I could see me in the background with a sad face.
And you with your family, weren't
you? Yeah. I was like,
you really couldn't come down and kind of hang with us either. Like,
no.
Kind of stuck with the family.
I think there was a security guard going, sorry, mate. Yep. Can't come down here.
Can't come down here. This is VIPs only. This is Pat and Snitch only allowed.
I know that guy. There's a spare seat next to him. Like, no. No, sorry, mate.
Can't
come down.
Yep. So we had one of the best times ever. Fantastic time. You know, everyone is celebrating. The entire stadium is celebrating. Then we meet up with our friend. We're like, Lins, man, do you want to come? You know, let's go hang out. Let's go get a drink or something afterwards. And you're like, oh, man, I'm with the family.
Got to go home with the fam.
Got to go home with the fam, dude. So you had to go home. What happens afterwards is we end up not just out drinking, but we end up in the players' room.
The official
players' room with the New South Wales players, right? As they rock in and everyone, it's just like close family members in here and us.
You're in there.
We managed to get in just through other means and we're in there. We're standing next to, people know this guy, Laurie Daly is like standing next to us.
Yes, big footballer. Yeah.
Huge footballer, coach of the team at the time, by the way. He does a speech to just the players and the family, you know, and we're there. We're just hanging there. We're hanging there.
And you're doing the after party.
We're just lapping it up, Lins.
And you're taking pictures.
Yep.
I'm seeing the pictures on the way home.
I'm sending you the photos, and I'm just, I'm
gutted. I'm livid.
The funny thing is that I really, really don't care about NRL at all.
And I've followed NRL my whole life.
Yeah, and you've been like this diehard Tigers fan, Western Tigers.
West Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So I don't even know the names.
Bad this season.
Lucked into this one. This is just perfect snitch luck.
Just fell into good fortune. Yeah. Just like a memorable moment that no one else could ever talk about or discuss.
Yeah. And it's just mine now. So I just wanted to.
But you don't even appreciate it. You don't even appreciate it. Why do you have those memories? Why did you get access to all these things?
I didn't even know half the players that were in the room. I was like, oh, who are all these guys?
And the fact that you won after 8 years, there was a massive celebration and you were there in the official after party.
Guess what? That was a while ago. There's been about a year since.
Yeah.
Did we win the next one?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. So who knows if we're going to get one again?
How about this? Maybe I was a good luck charm. Maybe they should put me back on the front line again.
No, no.
I've got to say, Triple M.
You're unworthy.
I'm here.
You're not worthy.
Lins, man, you shouldn't be in the stadium. You should get out of there.
Thanks, mate. Snitch, mate.
Yeah.
People in Australia, very clever, very inventive.
Oh, absolutely.
Very, very just switched on.
We've had heaps of cool inventions, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we? What are the cool ones?
The Hills Hoist.
There we go.
The battery drill. The lawnmower.
Are you making stuff up now?
No, I think we came up with the lawnmower.
I don't think we came up with the lawnmower, do we?
I think we did.
Okay.
The electric lawnmower. Not
electric lawnmower.
Well, the petrol one.
Oh,
the portable one.
Say, the
petrol. Not the one.
Man, only punters get around with electric lawnmowers. You got to have that thing pumping out fumes, buddy. Yeah, that needs to be. I want a diesel lawnmower. That's what I want.
Okay. Common inventions. We came up with the ute. There's another one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an invention.
And
we came up with putting a tray on the back of a car.
Well, that's it. Sometimes Australians see.
It's the simplest.
To see something and say, well, if we could just change it just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's perfect.
And then sell it to China.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Exactly. Something's born.
Yeah.
Well, Australians have invented something.
Yeah.
And then changed it a little bit more. Vegemite was invented.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
1922.
I don't like anything to do with Vegemite.
Well, you might,
They're
Michael.
Gonna fuck it up, Lins, and
well,
you know it.
We've had Vegemite, a spread, very famous spread on toast. or sometimes sandwiches with cheese.
Iconic of Australia, yeah, absolutely.
It's also been used in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I haven't tasted it, and I never will, because it's got to be awful.
But, Michael, here we go. Here is the ultimate. Some people, because Vegemite is yeast-based.
Yeah.
And that is a core component of making alcohol.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bread. Okay.
No, no. We now have, well, some people are now brewing at their homes Vegemite-based alcohol.
Wow. That's going to taste awful.
I think we're onto something. I think we've finally cracked the code of the Vegemite. Like, there's a spectrum of taste of the Vegemite. There's always been pretty bad, awful. If you have it way too thick.
I can tell you right now, if I went into the cupboard, got out a jar of Vegemite, put a bit of water in it, mixed it around with a spoon, that's what the beer's going to taste like, okay? That'll be... Oh, no, sorry. Put a little bit of soda water in there as well.
Like a just sludge.
Because like, that's what you need, is a bit of fizz with your Vegemite. Lindsay's
that's how it tastes. Awful. Yeah. It would taste awful.
It's terrible. It's the worst idea ever.
So some people are so desperate. Yeah. So desperate for a little drink.
Yeah.
Just like...
They want to get that novelty market, I reckon.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe they're just like, you know, people are liking this kind of Vegemite chocolate. Let's make Vegemite beer.
Maybe we can trick the rest of the world into liking it. Maybe we can is what a strange drink down under. Get it, India. You're not a real man if you don't drink it.
Already people think that we drink Foster's and that's just as bad as liquid Vegemite, okay?
It's pretty
bad. Like, you don't want to make it worse. You want to make it better.
What if like, we start an initiation process, right? When you turn 18, you start drinking.
Yeah.
Your first drink has to be the Vegemite alcohol.
What, that's the new yard glass?
Yeah, that's the new yard glass. No longer have a yard glass. You just have to drink.
You just have to drink 5 milliliters of this shit and not vomit up again.
And then you will become a man.
That's the Australian man kind of thing.
Man test.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
I don't love that. I mean, I'm clearly already not a man.
No, I would never be a man according to that standard.
Couldn't do it, yeah. So only the hardest men are the ones that have the Vegemite beer.
I feel like men should run a triathlon or do a triathlon, and at the very end, that's the fourth thing they must do is skull that drink, not puke, and then cross the finish line.
That's amazing. Like, if you can get to the end of a triathlon full stop, it's pretty good. But if you get to the end of one and then someone approaches you with a big foamy glass of Vegemite
beer. They're holding the cups out and you just happen to pick one of them with...
Drink that down and you're still cool. You're a goddamn legend and a man. Now, Lindsay, I think it's time we brought back an old segment. When I say old, I think it was like 3 or 4 podcasts ago. We used to have an intro for it. It was called Questions.
Yeah, we've lost the intro.
We're going to forego the intro because I was bad with the levels. I always put it too high blew our eardrums out.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the fact that we now cannot play intros because we're recording in our apartment.
That is also...
Nothing to do with that. So, Lindsay, I've jumped onto Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
We get the questions from Yahoo Answers. And instead of letting the internet answer them like chumps...
Yes, terrible.
We use our more superior minds to answer these questions.
Our mature minds. Our 28-year-old minds. Step in and go...
27, thank you very much.
You'll get there, Michael. Okay, here we go.
I hope not.
Hit us up with the first question.
Lindsay, do movie theatres care if you bring in snacks? AKA your own snacks.
Some do, some don't. Mm. It's a very tricky situation.
Lindsay and I can say that the ones at Castle Hill, they don't mind.
One Macquarie Centre, they don't mind either.
Really?
Yeah.
There we go.
George Street, they do mind.
George Street, you can't be a... That's like centre of Sydney.
No.
That's like the main street of Sydney.
Yeah.
So they've got some tight security there. You can't be bringing in snacks or any funny business.
They've got a point because I've taken like a Subway in there before.
Dude, we used to take stir-crazy noodles in there.
Yeah, and the thing is...
We used to take literal full boxes of noodles. That's like a meal, let alone a snack.
Like a feast.
I'm not snacking.
Yeah, feasting.
Yeah, we brought in like a full chook. You know, we made sandwiches in there at one point. It's just like a picnic.
The thing is, that goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It goes everywhere. And then, like, unlike popcorn, which can be easily swept up, this stuff sticks and cakes to the floor.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the worst part is, it smells. Like, know when someone's cracking open some noodles in front of you in a movie theater. And I am absolutely guilty of it because I've done it many times.
Imagine this.
Well, they used to know. The thing was, there used to be a movie deal. So you went to the movies.
Yeah.
And for $20, you'd get a movie voucher and you'd also get some noodles. And I'm like, well, clearly, what am I meant to do? I'm buying a ticket to a movie.
obviously I'm going to eat the noodles in there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So they had to be cool with that.
Yeah, they have to be. Yeah. But hang on, think about this. Think about this. If people all snuck their food into a cinema, and for some reason, I'm sure this has happened somewhere, is that someone has had an aggressive, or someone's been talking in a film.
Yeah.
And it's
and started a food fight, essentially.
Fight, okay. And then being the janitor walking into there going, what the what happened here?
This like, people is my platoon in here. The horror. This is apocalypse now.
Like, there's food everywhere, not just popcorn, but people have thrown M&Ms, peanut M&Ms through the screen.
That's it. Once it's on the screen, that's when you shut up shop. Like, that theater is out of action.
We're out.
Yeah.
Close it down.
Close it down.
Show's over, boys.
We've got 19 others, but this one is done for now.
What's the next question?
Okay, next question. Why should we keep the human race alive? I really don't have a great
Because it's fun to be alive.
Yeah, I guess it's all right. I think he's whoever's asking this question is thinking like down the track.
Okay, down the track.
Like we're just like we're hitting the point now. It's like global warming and stuff like that. It's it's all kind of going downhill. That's what I'm feeling.
No, I don't think it's going downhill. Maybe we just need like just not cull people, but like maybe just have less kids.
Just have less kids.
But everyone just says, hey, we only have one kid now.
Well, this guy's saying, like, do we have kids at all?
I'm saying let's have one. Kids. Let's have one. Maybe just reduce it a little bit and we'll be okay.
Let's have one just to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Don't have eight kids at once.
No, don't have eight kids. Terrible idea. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, all right. You're okay with it?
I think, let's keep alive. Have fun. Cool. It's great. Life is awesome.
That's a yes for that question. Last question. How do I tell my housemate I don't want to shoot? Now, I didn't realize you were on Yahoo Answers, Linz, because you've been posing this question a fair bit in the apartment recently.
Our housemate, Pat. I was raging the other day. I got to tell you.
We can't talk about Pat too much on the podcast because he'll listen to it.
No, he
won't.
He'll
hear it.
No, he won't.
He'll hear it because he's got little Patty ears. We'll tune in.
I know.
We'll get in shit. All right.
Okay.
Because he's a great housemate.
He is a great housemate. But just sometimes.
Pat has a policy of. Let's say everything being communal.
I think he's a communist. I think everything is, up for grabs.
Yeah, he's a communist. We're living with a communist.
We're living with a red,
he wears a red hat around, a big star on it. He's a communist.
I didn't see it at first, but now we're starting to share food.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I didn't know we were sharing this food. Yeah.
This is not food I realized was communal.
I didn't realize I was living in a commune.
Yeah, but it's Pat's commune in here now.
Yeah, it is. It's his commune.
Once one person has a commune, everyone just has to join in.
I feel like it becomes a commune when you and me leave for work and he stays behind and does work
We have to remind people that he does work from home, so he's here all day. So we come back up and we just start seeing traces of things that have happened. Like, you can kind of start seeing the crime scenes happening around the house.
Yeah, what happened here? I was like, why is this all this gone?
Yeah, it's like an episode of CSI when we come back after work.
When there's Stalin posters hanging up, I'm like, something's a bit sus here.
It's basically like that YouTube video of that dog that's like been in the crunchies. It's a bit like that.
Yes.
Like, we come into the house, Pat's sitting in the corner, kind of whimpering a little bit. And he's like, what are you doing?
I was like,
what are you eating?
Pat?
Did you do this?
Did you eat the violet crumble?
Did you eat the violet crumble, Pat?
I love a good violet crumble,
Pat. Is no one else here that could have eaten this, Pat? Did you invite a neighbor around to eat it? I didn't think so. It was you, Pat. Bad Pat.
Rub his nose in it. Snitch mate, our housemate recently got a job.
Yep.
Patty boy.
I feel like we should now have a segment called House Chat.
House chat.
Like, now that we live together, there is going to be a lot of chat about stuff that happens purely at Rancho Relaxo.
Yeah, because there's so much stuff going on here.
There is a lot of stuff. I mean, it's an active household, well and truly. I mean, three dudes, two of them interesting. It's like, it's very good. I'll let you guess which two I'm talking about.
Not me. Old Pat's doing stuff and snitches out in the city. I'm just here playing video games.
Just living life.
Yeah, that's the way God intended it.
Yep.
I'm just going to move these buttons around and hope these pixels do these things I want them to do.
Well,
that's my life.
Hey, someone's got to do it.
They're making those games for someone.
Yeah,
and that someone's me.
That's you.
Yeah. And I'm buying it. But
what is happening, though, in here that is
okay,
this got is, you all
Okay, I was
tense.
Thinking. I was thinking. Pat's no longer here anymore. He's, the house is vacant.
Yeah, he's got a job. Congratulations to Pat.
Good on him. We didn't hold a party, but We went out celebrating for his...
What, for him?
For because, him.
Because he was
last night.
Yep. He was still at work.
First day.
Like, we're celebrating for you, buddy.
Yep. And like, I was thinking, this place is now vacant during the day.
It is, yeah.
It's empty.
It's like most houses during the day.
And that's my point, Michael. That's my point.
Well, thanks for telling all the robbers out there that we have a vacant house during the day. Much appreciated.
We're going to talk.
Yeah.
But then, hang on. What if we split it? For instance, there are restaurants in the city that are cafes during the day or and bars at night.
Yeah, and we went to one last night, yeah.
Exactly. And this place, you know, we all chill here at night after work.
Yeah.
What if we opened up for business our apartment to become a business from 9 a.m. to about 4 a.m., 4 p.m. And we just had, like, something running here.
I love that you
and
just,
then
like,
they can pay half the rent.
Any type of business whatsoever. Just
like, any type. Like, laundromats? I don't know. Dog farm?
Dog farm.
Dog.
That's what we need in an apartment block that doesn't allow dogs. A dog farm.
It's just dogville, man. Dogville. What about a restaurant? Because then you could come back like a Chinese restaurant.
So who the hell is going to run this shit, man?
Like, no, someone else. We rent out the apartment for those hours.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. And we come back and we're like, oh, man, I love that smell of chicken chow mein. Not get sick of that. Oh, leftovers in the fridge? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you mean we've got a wine cellar now? Fantastic. We didn't need that covered anyway.
Why not? Why don't we do something like that? Why can't we just have a like something just built in?
That's basically what Airbnb is.
Why can't we just do Airbnb? Why can't we make this an office apartment and people come here for
business? We don't
have
enough room as it is, Linz. Let me remind you that we're doing the podcast off the smallest table in the world.
It's pretty small. Right,
and it's like, it's rickety, mate. Like,
it's
that's
hanging by
around.
A thread.
And you're like, yeah, let's get another business in here. let's get a proper ABN numbered tax file business in here.
It'll lower the rent, mate. Life would be more enjoyable.
We can't do that. We're not zoned for business. It's not a thing we can do.
Why can't we zone?
If we get
charge of zoning?
Well, let's just tally that. Oh, well, this is only 20 grand or something to get zoned. It's like, fine.
But why? Why do we have those things? Why can't we zone anything? Why can't we just live in a state of anarchy?
Dickheads like us would actually have businesses during the day. It's official, and I'm going to have to make an intro and make this a segment called House Chat, because I just realized the next piece of topic that I'd like to bring up is also about something that happened in the house.
House chat.
Yeah, it's
okay,
house
okay.
Chat.
Let's settle down. Let's listen.
So this is still part of house chat, okay?
I feel like, for the listeners jumping in, this is kind of like a house meeting.
It kind of
is,
yeah.
And they're kind of like, they're in the chair right next to me.
Yeah.
And you guys just listen in.
Kind of feel what it would be like living with Snitch. And be like, God, I feel so fucking sorry for Pat.
Pretty much. I'm so glad I'm not in that pigsty.
No wonder the second Lindsay moved in, Pat had to get a job so he could just get out of the house.
Yeah, because I'm leaving plates, cups, everything. Like, it's pretty bad.
It's no good. It's no good. Linzman, I've got an issue with something you did. Surprise, surprise.
Let's talk about it,
okay? I get a message early in the morning.
Oh, right, I thought it was something else.
I don't even want to think about what that was.
Wait. It's a ticking time bomb.
So you'll find it eventually. I don't want to know what that is. But no, I get a message. Like, I get up very early, and then I finish kind of around midday-ish.
Yeah.
But I get a message pretty early in the morning for people that work normal hours from you. And the first thing you said was, Snitch, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
This is what you said to me. And at that point, I'm like, okay, time to take things serious. Because when someone says emergency, well, that's an emergency.
It was an emergency.
Maybe there's ambulance involved. Maybe there's fire truck. Who knows what's going on? Something drastic is happening. And so I'm like, immediately message back, what do you need? What can I do? What's happening? Because I'm thinking that the place is on fire. You know, I'm
okay.
Before you go any further, you stop right there, sir. I find out later that this emergency, all you said to me was, do you have Matt's number? Now, Matt is the guy in our apartment complex that has all the keys. He is the key maker.
Yeah, okay. He's the key maker and master and the gate holder.
Exactly. He does everything. He just takes care of the building or whatever. And if you ever need anything,
He's your guy. Call Matt. He'll fix it.
And maybe a guy that you would go to for emergencies. And I had a very busy day, so I messaged you back a number. I didn't hear anything else about it. And I come back and I'm like, what? I was chatting to Pat going like, what the hell was with Lindsay? And this emergency, what happened? Like, I was really genuinely worried.
It was a semi-emergency.
You were late for work. That was the emergency. And had you locked yourself out? Is that what happened?
I slept in.
You slept in?
Let's stop.
Let's tick off the things that aren't emergencies. Tick. Lindsay slept in.
Slept in, realised the time, quickly got ready.
Yeah.
Was rushing out the door, and the door locks behind you now, and left the keys, my car keys, and the house keys in the apartment as the door closed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know my housemate, Pat. Yeah. You had already gone.
Yeah.
Pat had gotten up a lot earlier and I'd heard him and he'd woken me and I was like, ugh, Pat. Up and early.
You got him on your good side already. Fantastic.
And then I thought he must have gone to work because I'm the only one here. I can't get back into the apartment.
So first off, Lynch,
yeah.
You assumed that Pat had gone to work.
Yeah.
Pat, in fact, was still here.
So I didn't know that.
What's a great way to check? Go downstairs and buzz the number.
Yeah, but he might not wake up. I tried calling him.
Lens.
He didn't pick up. So I'm
still getting to the point.
So I'm just like, semi-emergency. I'm going to be late for work.
I'm sorry. There was no mention of being a half emergency in there. Okay?
Well,
this was a fully fledged, shit's going down emergency.
So like you, okay.
I'm pissed. I would just like to say, Lens, that was not an emergency, okay? No emergency at all.
It was a semi-emergency.
It was not a semi-emergency, all right? You locked yourself out. You're an idiot. There's nothing I really could have done. I was already at work.
Okay, you know what? Totally my fault.
Yep.
Totally my fault.
We need to put
the word emergency was loosely used.
What I need to do
loosely
is put like a big break glass if emergency and then put my number in there. Because then it makes you think twice,
you know,
before you freak me out.
The thing is, we also have this. You and me have really gotten used to texting each other.
Yeah. I mean, you mean that you've got used to texting me? Because before that, all you do is call me every single time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this isn't exactly my point, is that now whenever I call you, usually because I can't text because I'm driving.
Oh.
Whoops. Dug myself in there.
No.
Is that when I call you, I always have to preference, this is not an emergency. I just want to chat. Or like, I just have to tell you something. I can't text it to you
so
at the moment.
So I need to preface that with, if it's just a chat, don't call me.
Yeah, I know.
I don't just want to chat on the phone, mate.
I'm just trying to convey something. And you're like, when you're home, like 15 minutes, tell me then.
Tell me when
you're home. And I was like it's a little rude. It's a little rude.
We live together, for Christ's sake,
but I
mate.
Just want to make sure when I get home, things are just right.
I have to say, I think it's an emergency.
Snitch, mate, went to a wedding on the weekend.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
No, it was a good wedding. To be honest, it was a good wedding.
Okay, good.
In fact, it was an Islander wedding. Have you been in an Islander wedding, Mark?
No. I have a distinct lack of Islander friends, unfortunately.
It's like I was one of the only white people there. It was less like full-on awesome. It was very different.
Okay.
So I wasn't allowed to go to the wedding.
Because you're not a believer.
Yeah, I'm not a believer. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, it's like, you know that song, I'm a Believer?
Mm.
I'm not allowed to sing that.
You're not allowed to
in
sing
their
that,
presence.
That monkey's classic, I'm a Believer. Or maybe a Shrek classic done,
maybe.
I think, again by Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
That good of a song.
They did a really good job.
Yep.
And anyway.
I cannot even mention Smash Mouth around them.
Went to the reception. It was great. During the reception, this Islander wedding, I had no idea that when you get up, there's a minister singing something or saying some kind of song or sermon.
Yeah.
In Tongan or Samoan or something like that.
So you don't know the specific.
I think it was Tongan. I think it was Tongan.
Well, that's kind of rude, mate. Okay, you should really know that.
It was Tongan. Okay, I'll just
try to group it. Just, they're all the same.
No.
All Islanders are the same.
No.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. And then they'll do a cultural dance for about 5 minutes. Then everyone could get up and dance for 10 minutes. Then everyone had to sit back down, and then you'd give another sermon for about 2-3 minutes. Then another cultural dance. Then everyone could dance for 10 minutes. And then it just repeat itself over and over again.
That's pretty cool.
It was kind of cool.
I don't mind that because, like, I feel like at weddings, everyone's waiting to do the dance.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, no one wants to wait through the speeches and stuff. I like this because they've designated dance points during the night.
I was like, when you dance, yeah. This is where you get entertained, and this is where you listen.
This is good, yeah, I like that.
It was kind of cool. And then you could just
feast. Should all be like that. Oh, yeah, and then you can just go hoe into the food, right?
Oh, man, prawns, oysters, lovely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome. But there was one point, I ducked out to the bathroom, had to call Dad as well. I come back, and I was like, whoa, the whole atmosphere of the room is totally different.
Well, something had gone down at it.
So, like, I didn't realize this, but part of it, like, the all the groom's family sit on one side of the hall, and all the bride's...
Oh, don't tell me you weren't on the wrong side of the room.
No, 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 no. I wasn't on the wrong side.
Okay.
But at some point, the father of the groom has to talk in an aggressive manner, in a thanking manner, to the father of the bride.
He needs to aggressively thank
the father of the bride. Across the room, yelling
that
at him.
That is the best!
I'm just like, I walk back, I'm like, whoa, what has happened? Like, are these two guys going down?
Wait, and are you sure that that was a tradition?
This is part of it. I asked someone, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, oh, it's just part of like the thanking ceremony of thanking for hosting
you've
us and stuff.
You've got to scream across the room.
But you've got to do it in a very aggressive manner. I'm like, what?
That sounds good. Get it out. Why not? You know, it's tense during a wedding sometimes.
Yeah, and like it definitely was kind of weird.
Packed a punch, did it? But like, you missed it because you weren't there.
Yeah, but like I didn't know what they were saying either.
You were too busy aggressively thanking your own dad outside to come back in. And then he was thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
God, you've always been great. I'm going to go back in. There's someone aggressively thanking inside as well. I think that's quite good, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you're not sure when a thank you is a thank you, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes people say thank you and it doesn't feel like they mean it. I feel like if you go up to someone and then scream thank you at them, you get the point. Like, you're thanked.
I was like, yeah, I'm on.
I think that's a good thing to do. I think either you or I are going to have to marry an Islander girl. Probably you, because you're the single one.
Yeah,
I'll have to break up with my girlfriend to marry.
Come on, mate, just get on board.
Yeah, let's both do it. It'd be great. Then each father can aggressively thank everyone.
I don't know if my dad would interpret what's going on. I think he'd just think there's going to be a fight, and then there'd just be fisticuffs. I don't think it would translate very well.
He's trying to thank you, Carl. Stop punching him in the
face. Dad, no!
Come on, Dad. It's tradition. He's like, yeah, well, this is the price tradition.
Get him, boys.
Reunion update. Lizzie's organising our reunion.
No, I don't want to do it.
Comes in with the tuba part.
I don't want to do it.
So, even though you don't want to do it, you going to do it?
I feel like I have to rise to the occasion.
If you missed the last podcast, Lindsay is in charge, because he was the school captain of our high school, you're in charge of organizing our 10-year reunion.
I feel like little King Arthur as a kid. Everyone just like, who can pull the sword from the stone?
Don't use your bloody and history everyone's just like, because you're a history teacher.
It's mythology, Michael. He doesn't even exist.
No, he doesn't. I thought he was real.
Yeah, there we go. You've watched one too many Disney films. And then he's like, only you can do it, Lindsay. You have to pull. Kind you have to organize
like
this event.
Kind of feels like it, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I won't budge. No, not having it.
And by budging, you mean that you asked someone else to do it and they refused to. Is that correct?
I asked the other captain.
Yeah, because there's two captains, a guy and a girl.
Yeah, and she said, too busy.
Too busy.
Too busy. I'm renovating a house. Can't do it, mate.
That is the biggest cop-out I've ever heard. Like, you know who you are, and we know each other.
Yeah,
right?
We know.
We know each other, and I'm saying,
we're not
going to
name names. Yeah.
We're going to name names, but tisk, tisk.
Yeah. I'm
sure you can fit it in. I mean, how hard is it?
I bet she'll come. If I organise it, she'll come.
Of course she will. She just wants someone else to do it.
Can we have it here?
We can't have it here.
Okay.
Like, I know we said we've got a small class, but it's not that small that we can fit everyone in the...
But we've got a great view. We look successful. Like, that's the great place about this. Like, we look like millionaires.
Yeah, you're like, oh, let's have a look at our rooms first. Then I've got, like, all old doonas on my bed, and you've got a single bed.
Oh, man, we've got an inspection soon. We've got to take care of that.
Oh, yeah. What? Take care of what?
Inspection. We've got to
clean the place.
We've got to clean the place.
It's not that dirty. No, it's fine.
My room's pretty dirty.
My theory with inspections is they've seen so much worse that even our bare minimum is fine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do you remember my last house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
bad. I mean, we got inspection in that house. I had somewhat of a messy house.
There was ants in there.
Yeah, there was cockroaches as well.
How do they get in there? It's like an apartment building.
It's just food left around.
How do they know?
They just know.
Anyway.
They just know.
So,
Speaking of, we can't bring people into that, can we?
No.
We can't just come out and just see the walls moving with cockroaches like they do up here.
Memorial. I mean,
Memorial?
No memorial.
Who died, mate?
My soul.
Memorial for the reunion, because it's not fucking
okay,
happening.
Okay, the reunion. The reunion. I'll put something together on Facebook.
Yep.
Oh, there's going to be... You know what's the worst? Organizing the location.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have their say. So I've got to go in strong.
Well, I mean, we lived, like, what, 40 minutes from here?
Yeah.
Out west,
yeah. So it's got to be west-based.
Yeah. So it can't be, we can't hold it down the road from where we are now.
No.
We can't have it down the local Ari.
And we're not... it's got to be Hawkesbury-based.
Hawkesbury-based.
Yeah, it's got to be Hawkesbury-based.
That's fun.
What if we had it at the school? Is that...
I don't think that's a thing.
Is that cool?
Yeah, but, I mean...
Stay in school? It's...
I want to get on it, though. Like, I don't want to be getting on the piss
at a Christian,
at our old Christian high school. Okay, that's not a great look.
It's the blood of Christ. Drink it down.
Let's be honest. No one else that was in our year is
baptize
Christian.
Me.
No one's Christian anymore. They've grown out of that. So we're all going to go pretty hard. I don't think we can hold it in the church at the school. All right?
No, okay, fair enough. I'll find a location. Hawkesbury Bay.
Find a good one. Let's do it at the brewery.
What about Pitt Town Sporties?
Pitt Town Sporties Club. All right, this is now targeted at a very specific people. Right, we need to give some background. Okay, this is a club that's down the road from your old house where you lived with your parents.
I'm dropping dad there on Saturday night, tomorrow night.
So instead of holding it down the road from where you live now, you're holding it down the road where you can walk back to your own house.
The bus can drop me off.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
It's perfect.
There we go.
It's perfect for Lynn, and that's all that matters.
How convenient.
How about that? I suppose, to be fair, it is like, what, 10 minutes drive from the actual school as well.
Yeah, it's really not that far. Yeah.
Why don't we just hold it in a paddock somewhere, buy some legal fireworks and have a time? That's what I say.
We can do, we can do that in my house. Backyard. Oh, we let fireworks one time and the horse next door broke its leg. Better not do that anymore.
What?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean?
Oh, get this.
What do you mean, get this? Like, you've done something.
No, I didn't do it. Dad did it.
Like,
good old dad. We found this website back in the day. It must have been like, 2002 now.
Oh, right, yeah.
And dad found this company where you can order fireworks online. He's like, this is unreal. We ordered heaps. Bungers, everything. Yeah. You got a big old Magnum bunger. Let it off. Went boom. The horse next door freaked out, broke its leg. Didn't have to get put down, luckily.
Luckily.
But, so, and then...
Breaking legs are a pretty big thing for a horse. I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
I think Dad blamed us.
Yeah. Oh, well, he blamed the kids.
He blamed the kids.
So it was literally him that let it off.
He let it off.
It was your dad.
He's like, kids, get a load of this. Boom!
Boom. And you're taking the fall for this guy.
We had to take the fall.
Get yourself an attorney.
And I'm doing, like, I've given him my license points and everything. Oh, Dad's my. Like, Dad's breaking all the laws.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a good thing you're holding the reunion close to the house.
Yeah, mate.
I mean, you come back and be like, bring it back, Dad. We're having the house party at our place and we're trashing the joint.
Outro!
Appreciate you making me the honey lemon tea, my friend.
Can you not use my cup?
You cracked the shit to me because I used your mug. I didn't even know it was yours, mate. It's a big M&M mug.
I know, but like, this is... Anyway, you just sip over the mic.
That's good.
Yeah, can you not like... This is not quality podcast material, mate. You're not making anyone laugh. You're desperate for content. The thing is...
It just tastes so sweet, though.
At school, at the workplace, everyone has their cup, which you don't drink from.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a rite of
passage.
I'm sorry,
do you see students around here? Sorry, do you see a whiteboard or a chalkboard on the wall?
The thing is, it's a unique cup. It's not a normal size cup.
It's unique and awesome, so that's why
I
use
know,
it.
I know,
really
not?
Big.
Can you go buy your own?
Nah.
I have three special cups that no one else can drink
You
from.
Have three special cups?
I have three.
You don't even just have one.
No, I have three. Just in case.
How many do you want, mate? Share them around a
bit. I brought ordinary cups with me, which you peasants can drink from. But I have the special cups.
You can eat our gruel.
Yeah, okay, here you go. Here's
your gruel.
Here you go. Here's an ordinary cup.
Because
I didn't want complaints that you couldn't...
Just put them somewhere else. Don't put them in the cup cupboard. Put them
I'm sick of hiding things in my cupboard. I've hid peanuts. I've hid Tim Tams. They're just going. I don't know. Like... People just eat my stuff around here.
Yeah.
I'm hiding stuff. I'm hiding AA batteries. They're like, man, AA batteries.
Oh, man, if you're ever in a household with two other dudes, you know, AA batteries are like hen's teeth.
Oh, man.
They go.
If someone steals them, I'm going to start a witch hunt. I'm like, who stole?
And me and Pat are not going to rat on each other. You're just going to have to hazard a guess or try and figure out whose batteries right now. Might be even easier. Lindsman, that's it. We're done for the podcast for today. If you want to check us out online, snitcherlens.com, facebook.com/snitcherlens. We're on Twitter, all that shit. I know we said the last podcast we were going to do this on Periscope. It didn't end up happening. We didn't get the connection in time.
Yeah.
Apologies.
It will come.
It's eBay's fault.
Yeah. At some point this year, we will broadcast live.
On Periscope. And it'll be good fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Until next week, Lens.
Spread the love.
Man, you never get that, do you? It's always like three seconds there. Like, what do we always say for like the past 5 years at the end of the podcast? And you're never ready for it.
That's right. Just that thing I always say. Oh, yeah, that thing I say. Like, the catchphrase.
The catchphrase. The only catchphrase we've ever had.
Spread the love.
There we go.
There we are.
Give me a listen to Snitcher Lids.